This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict and as hundreds of thousands of people faced the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The statement carried by state media came shortly after the Tigray interim administration, appointed by the federal government, fled the regional capital, Mekele, and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds so that desperately needed aid can be delivered. Ethiopia said in a statement that the ceasefire, quote, will enable farmers to till their land, aid groups to operate without any military movement around, and engage with remnants of Tigray's former ruling party who seek peace. The statement added that efforts to bring Tigray's former leaders to justice continue. Ethiopia said the ceasefire will last until the end of the crucial planting season in Tigray. The season's end comes in September. Three separate hearings on criminal charges involving deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi took place on Monday in the Myanmar capital, Naypyi Taw. Suu Kyi's lawyer told Gara journalists the first hearing involved two witnesses testifying on charges that Aung San Suu Kyi violated the country's national disaster management law for breaking COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary election. In the second hearing, lawyer Kin Mong Zaw said the court sustained an objection to the defense team's cross-examination of a police officer in the case against Suu Kyi under the communications law on the grounds that the question may affect the court's verdict. The final hearing involved charges she violated the country's export-import law. The hearings have now been adjourned until next Monday, July 5th. Suu Kyi has been detained since February 1st. This is VOA News.